Starting January 1st, Arkansas voters will be required to show photo identification in order to vote. The voter ID law is being set up by the Secretary of State's office, and every county clerk's office in the state is working with the state to set this up. Under the voter ID law, voters will have to bring a photo ID to the polls, such as a driver's license, college ID, work ID, or a passport. Those who do not have a photo ID can have one made at local county clerk's offices. Cade Holliday is a Craighead County clerk, and he says he's been in meetings with state officials about the new law.
All of the equipment is going to be provided by the Secretary of State's office. That way, every county is unified all the way across the board. There will be some training that will be taking place over late September and October, which is kind of in the meat of this election that's coming up, that we're going to be having at least one person attend, if not more. We're going to have as many people attended as possible so we can be as well informed on this change. The Secretary of State's office has been extraordinarily helpful to us with all the questions that we've had about it, and they have ensured us that they are going to be active around the state to make sure that this is implemented smoothly.
Many who have opposed the law have said it would make it harder for some people to vote. Those who support the law say it will help reduce voter fraud. Holliday tells what his concerns have been about the voter ID law.
The biggest concern I've had is I don't want it to come across as we're trying to make anyone, to make it hard for anybody to vote. In my opinion, it's our American right to be able to vote, and I don't want anybody thinking that this is a way for us to try to burden someone. One of the things we're going to do in our office is try to make this as easy as possible for people. In our last election, there were only a few instances of someone not having a photographic ID and actually presenting it at the early vote or at their polling place. But the people who did not have a photo ID that voted in the last election, one of the things that we're going to try to do is try to contact those people and have them come into our office to issue them an ID. That way those people don't have any issue voting.
And I asked him if he thinks the law will make it more difficult for people to vote.
I don't think it will make it more difficult for people to vote. There's so many people who already show their photo ID before they vote. And the last election, I would say 99.9% of people already did have some form of photo identification. I wasn't there for it, but that was what I've been told from our election commissioner, our election coordinators, as well as the staff in my office that worked those elections. But the people who did not have a photo ID, those are the people who I really want to reach out to make sure they know that they can come in our office and for free of charge get a photographic ID. That way they don't have a single problem on Election Day in 2014.
Cade Holliday, who says a new voter ID law will join county clerk's offices together statewide. All offices will be linked to make easier voting for people who are moving from one part of the state to the other. He says the new voter ID law should be ready for the state Senate District 21 election that will be held January 14th. State Senate District 21 covers much of Craighead County and all of Jonesboro.